confess sin and ask for His forgiveness. And it says He'll forgive us if we ask Him. And then we move on. People think, well, that's just too simple. You don't take it seriously. You take it too lightly. Well, I say that we take that very seriously if we ask Him to forgive us and we move on. You see, we don't have to dwell in the old stuff. We don't have to carry that trash bag around anymore. We are holy. We are pure. We are unblemished. We are righteous. Not because of anything that we've done ourselves, but because what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the finished work on the cross. God's Word tells us our sin is as far as the east is from the west. Our slate is wiped clean. We are blameless before God, for I am redeemed. I am His beloved. And you are His beloved. There is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. God tells us when we drag that smelly trash of sin around with us, He says, do me a favor and just set that down, because I'm going to take it from you. But as though that sand is bag, we want to reach back in and get something special out of it. He says, well, what are you doing? I've got this thing. Leave it alone. Quit reaching back into that bag of dirty, smelly trash and leave it here. Because I'm going to carry this bag away. You know what you do when you pick that stuff up? You attract other trash and other animals to it. He says, leave it alone. And then we look at God and say, I'm sorry, God, forgive me. And He kind of looks at us with these strange eyes and says, I already have. It's time for us to get refocused, church. One last scripture before we close. James chapter 4. And as we close, I want you to listen very carefully. James chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. But He gives more grace. But He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Church, I want us to hear this. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to those that humble themselves before Him. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We're going to take the opportunity today to humble ourselves before God. And we're going to wash our hands. Because we're all sinners. You will wash your own hands. Because you see, I can't make that decision for you. So what I'm asking, if God humbles you and says you're a sinner and it's time to cleanse your hands, simply come up here. This is symbolic. Get a small bit of water and simply wash your hands. It's time to come forward if you choose. I can't do this for you. I don't know about you, but that very symbolic act to me means so much. And I know I was going to have you wash your own hands, but that vase was a little slippery, so that's why I decided to do that. But the point still is that nobody can change you but you. Nobody can help you refocus but you. And you do that through an awareness, through understanding, through being engaged in God's Word. And what His mission is for you and for us is a church body. Being aware of our sin, the things that draw us in. God, what is our sin? What is our distraction? Is it the hot now sign that flashes, that calls us in and calls us away from you? So I want us to focus as a church body on our distractions. What draws us away from Him? I'm not talking about attendance, giving. I'm talking about what draws us from having daily communion and communication with Jesus Christ and with God and with the Holy Spirit. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much. We thank You so much for Your Word. For it is living and it is power. God, help us to be engaged in it, to study it, to understand it, to utilize it, to apply it, to live by it, so that our light becomes brighter and brighter. God, we pray to be light and salt, or I pray for our church body and myself to be light and salt to those we come in contact with. Well, we want that light to be more powerful, where they'll be attracted to it and see it and know it. Where that salt has the aroma of Christ. God, where we misrepresent You or represent You in a poor light through our living, through our words, through our actions, through our deeds, through our sin. Just help us turn from it. Help us become engaged with one another, become engaged in the church, in the activities that we have, the activities that we desire to start, so that we can be a resource for those in need. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.